Okay, we're in parak classic hilchos and zeros. I mentioned in last parak, we delved into a lot of halachas of tumas meis, which again we'll obviously revisit in much more detail later on. Now, there's another area of nazirus what the Rambam's talked about, but he hasn't actually explained what happens. And we're going to have to basically engage a little bit in korbanos, sacrifices, as well as some other things that happen in the Beis Hamikdash, to really take care of and understand the last part of the Naziris process, which is what he refers to as the Tiglachas HaTahara. Tiglachas HaTahara is the cutting of the hair or the shaving of the hair after the completion of the Naziris, okay? And after that takes place, there's a whole process, a whole procedure that's done. So a lot of the parak is dedicated to the procedure as well as things that are ma'ake that prevent it from being successful, etc. So in Parakas Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Tiglachas HaTahara Ketzati. So what is it? What is this cutting, the shaving of the hair that takes place by the Nazir after he completes his Nazirus? How does this work? Kishi Yigmar Nazir Yomei Nazirus. So when the Nazir finishes his Nazirus, maybe Shlosh Behemos. Okay, so he's chayiv to bring three separate animals as korbanos. Keves la'ola. Okay, so one is a lamb for an ola, which will translate as a complete offering. The kipsol lechatas, okay, as well as a ewe for a sin offering, an ayel lishlamim, and an ayel, a ram for the shlamim for a what do you call it, a korban that he'll partake some part of. Havi shloshim velo pirish. Now, let's say he went ahead and brought all three korbanos. He brought three animals. They didn't say which one was which. Okay, haruuya lechatas takriv chatas. So the animal that is appropriate to be brought as a chatas is brought as a chatas. Haruuya lishlamim shlamim. And the real Ola Ola, okay, obviously. So if you brought the three animals to the base of Mikdash, right, and he didn't designate anyone specifically for any specific korban, so basically the Kohen will take whichever one's appropriate for each specific korban. Umevi im ayel shlamim. Now, what else is brought with the shlamim? Again, the shlamim being the korban that both the Baal, the Nazir in this case, and the Kohen partake of. Shisha esronos ushnei shlishi isaron solos. So basically, a big chunk of what they call it, of flour, okay, solos is fine wheat flour, is brought with the shlamim. Ofim, now what does he do with that? Ofim ehen esrim chala, so he must bake 20 loaves, eser chalos, matzos, v'asara kiki matzos. So 10 of them become matzah, right, as we know what matzah is, and the other one are wafer matzahs. Those are the 20 loaves are broken up into 10 matzah loaves and 10 wafer matzah loaves. U'mosheach esrim avia shemen. And he pours basically what it called a revius of oil over the 20 loaves. The shir is halacha moshe b'sinai. So this we learn from halacha moshe b'sinai. Umevia esrim kli achad. And all 20 loaves of challah are brought in one kli, in one vessel. Okay, halacha beis. Now v'shochet achatas tchila. So first he shechs the korban chatas. V'acharach ola. Then the one that pours an ola. And then v'acharach shlamim. And afterwards he shechs the shlamim. And then when those three are done, shlita wise, v'achrach migaleach, then he cuts off his hair. Then gilach achrach shachar achatas ola yatsa. Let's say he cut his hair after he shechted the first korban, or prior to shechting the second korban, he still fulfills his obligation that he's chayv to after being a nazir. Umevashal shlamim o shulkan. Okay. Now what he does is he has to cook the shlamim. Okay, whether he cooks it in water, in a liquid medium, or water. And he takes a bit of the sauce from the shlamim, v'nosin al hasar, so he puts it on the hair, okay, on the hair that he cut. V'achrach mashlichol eish tachas dud hashlamim. Then he throws that hair underneath the pot where the shlamim is cooking. V'mashlichol tachas achatas yotza. But if he threw it underneath where the chatas is being offered, he'd also be yotza, okay? Alacha gimel. So where does he cut his hair? Okay, so here, what I will show you, one second. Okay, hold on. I'm going to show you a picture and then explain where the, what it called, where it took place. Okay, this is a map, an aerial view of the base of Mikdash. Here's the Kodesh Kodashim, Heichal, the, what it called, working backwards. Here's the Ezras Nashim, okay, and there's the Lishka. There was an area set aside for the Nazirim. Okay, so after coming through the Shar Mizrahi, the eastern gate over here, the Nazir would stand in this area to cut his hair. Okay, that's the Lishchas Nazir. So, back to the Rambam. So he says, what does he do with? Be'ezras Nashim, Be'lishchas Nazirim, So it was in the southeast corner, right? That's where they cook the korban shlamim and they throw the hair onto the fire. However, let's say he cut his hair outside the base of Mikdash, he would still be Yotzei. Now, it doesn't matter where he shaves off his hair, he always has to toss his hair underneath that pot of food. He wouldn't cut his hair, shave his head until the azar was open. And he should not shave, if you take the pasuk literally, doesn't mean he should cut his hair in front of it, because that's a bizon mikdash. Rather means when it is open. The akarkach, after this, so the kohen takes the forearm of the animal that's been roasted, okay, v'chalas matzah achas min asal, and one loaf of matzah from the basket, okay, Rakik echad, and one of the wafers, v'nosnan al kape hanazir, or nazira. So he takes these items and puts them on the palm of the nazir. Umanifan, and they do what's called tufa. Tufa is waving. Okay, those who pick up a lulav on Sukkot, we're familiar with the idea of waving. A similar, that actually comes to what was done in the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, korbanos or shlamim always rechayev in tenufa. Here's an example of a tenufa. They would wave it together. When that is done, that's when the nazir is released from his nazirus, and he can go ahead and drink wine and touch dead bodies. Okay. Halacha hey. Nazir memorat inotzark lahavitar. Now, let's say there's a nazir who's bald, okay? He doesn't have to obviously run a razor over his head. So even though he doesn't have hair, or let's say he's missing palms, okay? Because remember, the tenufa requires him to hold on to these items. Nonetheless, he still brings his korbanos, and he drinks, and he could drink wine afterwards and become tamei. However, let's say he brought the korbanos and never cut his hair. Ain his galachas me'akeves, right? The cutting of the hair does not undermine everything. Elashosa mitam al erev. Rather, at that night, he can go ahead and drink wine and become tamei. Well, he shouldn't do it, but I'm saying he could be tamei. Shemish yizrak olav echad min hadamim, because when one of the bloods from the korbanos that are brought are sprinkled on the mizbeach, hutar, at that point he's mutter, meaning the nazirus is gone. Afapish lo nasan al kapav, even if there was no placing of the animal parts on his hand, on his palms, velohenif, and he didn't do tnufa, shekol dvarim eil lemitzvah, velo l'akir, because all these things they're obligatory, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that if he didn't do them, he's not yotzei, so to speak, as a zeros. Halacha vav, afa bishen his kalachas ma'akev alav, even though the cutting off of the hair is not ma'akev, mitzvah l'galeach, of course he's supposed to do it, even if a lot of time passes by. Okay, so if a nazir, let's say, uses scissors, tar means that you're shaving it off at the roots. Let's say he uses scissors, or let's say he uses a razor, a blade, but he leaves two hairs behind. The giluach must be complete. It must mean literally shaving off every single hair from his head at the roots. If he doesn't do that, he hasn't been kind in the midst of giluach. And it doesn't matter when he does his hair cutting, whether he's doing it if he came tame during the zeros. Remember, we saw he has to do a hiskalachas or tiglachas of tuma, or if he saw her. Either way, it must be a complete cutting of the hair, removal of the hair. Now, gilach v'hiniach shtei saros. Let's say he cut his hair and he left two hairs, v'tzabrach v'shokulo, and then his hair grows back. V'chazer v'gilchol im osan shtei saros. Okay, and then he goes back and he shaves his head, including those two hairs, or he cut one of them, and left one of them, then a raise a mitzvah skiloh. Even if he had one hair left, that's the point. He could say he's yotzei his mitzvah cutter. Nishra achas, the gilach achas, okay? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's say he, cut one and one fell off, he's behind the mitzvah. If one fell off and one was cut, inkam mitzvah skiloh. Then you would not be yotzei, the giluach. Now, giluach ala shlamim. Let's say he shaved his head, when the korban shlamim is brought. The nimsa psul, okay? And it turns out there's a problem with the Korban Shlama. Tiglachaso psula, okay? His cutting of the hair is also possible. Vizivchav lo alulo, and his sacrifices don't mean anything. Gilach alachatas, let's say he cut his hair prematurely, but when the chatas is brought, v'nimse shalo nishchot al Hashem chatas, and let's say the Korban that was supposed to be shechted with the intent of it being a chatas was not done with that intent, and then v'achar achevi ashlam va'ola, and then after the chatas ashlam and ola were brought, the kriban kimitzvah, and then those two are brought correctly. Nonetheless, tiglachaso psula, his cutting the hair was possible, v'zivchav lo alulo, and the korbanos don't count for anything. Lachates, gilach ala ola, ve'ala shlamim, let's say he cut his hair when the ola and shlamim were brought, v'nishchetu shlo l'shman, okay, and those two korbanos were not shechted for the right intent. Again, this is a critical idea in korbanos. When the kohen shechs, or a baal shechs the animal, right, he must have in mind what it's being shechted for. So in this case, let's say he cut his hair on the ola and shlamim, but they were shechted not for ola, let's say they were shechted for some other korban. And then later on, he brings more animals, and he's makrav then, he shechs them for the right name, so to speak, too late. It doesn't matter, the cutting the hair is considered possible. One more, let's say he cut his hair after bringing all three korbanos, right? And as long as one of them was good, then tiglachasok shira. We say the cutting of the hair was a good cutting of the hair. The yavi shars vachan v'krava l'chasan. And then what he does is, the whatever korban was pasul, he goes back and brings that korban to make up for the one that, what do you call it, that was pasul. Hold on 1 second. Alach yadav. Kol makam she'amru tiglachaso psula. Okay. The Rambam's been using the language so far that the cutting of the hair was pasul. Okay. It wasn't good. So what does that mean? Right, it's like somebody, okay, who cut his hair while he was a nazir. What happens if a guy cuts his hair during his nazirus? It obliterates the 30 days. So what does he have to do? If the cutting hair is pasul, okay, in the case of, let's say, what we saw above by the korbanos, he counts a new 30 days, right, and then brings his korban, or the korbanos he's required to bring. So when the shlamim that the nazir brings, if they're shechted, what do you call it, that not in an inappropriate way, ksherim, vein ol mabayim l'shem chobah. So they still would be kosher, okay, but they don't fulfill the obligation of the nazir. V'ne'achal niyom echad, they're eaten in one day as it goes by shlamim, vein tunin lechem l'volatanos lozroah. But since this shlamim was not shechted kemitzvasan, so you don't bring with it the things that you normally bring with the shlamim that Nazir brings, which would include the chalos, right, and the matanos, which is the matnos kuna, that which is given to the kohen, and the zroa, which, as we saw before, is what he would do tzdupa with. Lachud gimel shlosh behemos elu that lechem abba'imahem. So these three animals that are brought for the korban, along with the bread, the challah that's brought with them. All these are brought from regular stuff. Okay, they're not brought from mikdash property. They're brought from regular property. Alach yudalad haomer. If a guy says hareini nazir al menashe galeach mimaos meiser sheni. Okay, so this is continuing what he says before. All that you bring, all the nazir brings, must come from chulin. So now we're going to have some cases where the status of the objects that he wants to bring are not chulin. Let's say a guy says, I'm a nazir, on condition that when I shave, okay, I will bring the stuff for the base of mikdash from the money of the meiser sheni. Hare is a nazir, okay, he's still a nazir. However, but he would not bring his korbanos from meiser, which has the status of being hektish, rather from chulin, from items that, are not hektish. So he's still a nazir, but he doesn't fulfill that stipulation that he made. Okay, lachatezvav. Ha'ish shenadar b'nazir. Let's say a guy makes a neder to become a nazir. Yeshu lahavi korbanos aviv la'atzmo magaleach alem. So he's allowed to go ahead and bring korbanos that were set aside as hektish by his father, okay, and shave and cut his hair on them. Ve'ena isha migalachas al korbanos avia. However, a woman cannot perform the shaving of her head on korbanos that her father set aside already as hektish. But davar zeh lacham hikabalahu. This is a something we learn now from Torah Shel Peh. So what does this mean? Ketzad. Mishahaya aviv nazir. Okay, let's say a guy's father became a nazir. V'hifrish ma'os liknos behen karbonosav. And he set aside money to buy the karbonos that he's going to have to bring at the end of his naziris. Umeis, and he dies. V'niach ha'ma'os stumim. Okay, and what happened? The money that was left over, it was left over stam. It didn't have any actual purpose. V'amar ha'acharein bo'os aviv. And his son says, after the death of his father, Harini Nazir Amanazir Amanash Avi Korbanosai Mimosh Hifrish Ben Avi Lukorbanosav. What does the son say? I'm a Nazir on condition or with the stipulation that I will bring for my Korbanos, I'll buy them from the money that my father set aside to pay for the Korbanos for his Nazirus. Harizim may be Ben Korbanosav. He could do that. He can use the money for that. Vechain, so too, Ima Yahu Abim Nazirim. Let's say father and son are Nazirim, are Nazirs. The Hifrish Avim Maostumim. And let's say the father set aside money for his korbanos and he dies. And the son says after the death of his father, Harini Migaleach Amos Avi. I am shaving, I'm cutting my hair for the from the money that my father set aside. Harizi maybe korbanos mehen. He can bring the korbanos from them. Aval im lo amar yiplu hamos adama. But if he didn't say that, okay, then the money should be used, because again, this money was set by the father, was set aside for some mikdash purpose, it should be used for kabanos nedava, for voluntary sacrifices. Mesav, okay, let's say the father dies, vehiniach banim rabim, and he left behind lots of kids, cholkim amos astumim, so they divide up the money, this money that was set aside for the kabanos and the nazir, meshehi yerushalahem, because it's an inheritance for them, veshechol achamahem, the galeach al chalko, right, and each one can shake, can, if they decide to become a nazir, can do so on whatever chelek they have. As we know by Yerusha, the oldest son would take double of that money. Okay, lachat hazayin. Bein shahaya of nazir olam, v'aben nazir zman katsuv. Bein shahaya of nazir zman katsuv, v'aben nazir olam. Now, it doesn't matter if the nazir, if the father was a nazir type A, and the son was nazir type B, or vice versa. In this case, meaning it was a forever nazir versus a fixed time nazir, it's irrelevant. Harizim migaleach, mi'u korosim mo'os nazir osavim. Even though that the zeros are different, right, we look at the general category of the zeros, and that's why the son could use the money. Now, let's say the father was a nazir, and he set aside money, right, to be used to bring korbanos if he became tameh, right? Meaning, let's say he violated some part of his zeros, okay? And now he's got to bring a korbanos tumah, umes, and then he dies. Einabein maybe behem korbanos tahara. The son, if he became a nazir, would not be able to use that money to purchase korbanos upon the completion of his nazirus. So too, if the father set aside funds to purchase the korban tahara, which he would do after he finishes nazirus, the son cannot go ahead and use those funds, right? If he happens to have to violate his status of nazirus, and he has to do a cutting of his hair of tumah, kedvar meilahin suffik, because these things are suffik. Vimhevi zivcha lo alula, and if he brought the korbanos from this money, they would not be good. Okay, halacha yud ches. One second. Haomer, if a guy says hare alai legaleach nazir, let's say a guy says it is my is my responsibility to cut what it called the hair of a nazir. So what does he have to do? He must bring the korbanos that you would bring for cutting your hair when after completing the zirus. And then what does he do? Those korbanos are brought by whichever nazir he wants. Let's say a guy says, I am chayev, I'm making myself chayev to bring half the korbanos that a nazir would bring. Oh, let's say he said, I am going to provide enough money, meaning of mos to buy korbanos, to perform the cutting half the head of a nazir, in other words, cutting half the hair of the nazir. Harizim maybe chatzi korbanos is nazirte. He'd have to therefore bring half the korbanos, whichever nazir he wants. The oso nazir mashem korbanosav mishalo. And that nazir, okay, who let's say I made this promise and I bring two korbanos, I bring animals A and B. And I say to that nazir, this is for you.
then that Nazir would have to finish off or complete the Karbonos or bringing one of his own. Avaim Amar Hare Alai Karbonos Chatzi Nazir. Let's say he says, I am obligated to bring half the Karbonos of a Nazir, right? Hare Zimiv Karbonos Nazir Shalim, Shein Lanu Chatzi Nazirus. Then he would have to bring all the Karbonos because in that case, we can't say it's a Chatzi Nazirus. Alachi Yates Omer, the guy says, Harini Nazir Va'alai Ligaleach Nazir. He says two things. I'm becoming a Nazir, and it's my responsibility to provide the means for someone, for another Nazir to cut his hair. Vishama Chaveiro, and his friend hears that, Amar Va'ani, and me too. Hare Chaveiro Nazir, his friend becomes a Nazir. Ve'nochai Ligaleach Nazir Acher. But he's not, and then the original guy, excuse me, the second guy is not chayiv to go ahead and then cut the hair of a different Nazir. Sharilo Hispis Atzmal Ben Naziros. Because the extension was only in being a Nazir, not in the second part, which is to cut someone else's, to provide the means for someone else, for another Nazir to cut his hair. V'amar, if he says, V'ani V'alai L'galeach Nazir, but let's say he says, me too, and, right, this is the Chaver, and I take responsibility to also go ahead and pay for the cutting of the hair of a Nazir, then I raise a Chayav. V'imayu Pichin, okay, now let's say they are smart, maybe Kol Echaman Korbonos L'idei Chavero. So what would they do? Each one would bring Karbonos on behalf of the other Nazir. Okay, that's the smart way to solve this problem. But they didn't do that. Chayim Legalech, Nazir Zacharim. They didn't have to seek out other Nazirim in order to fulfill their stipulation. Allah Chachav. HaOmer, and we finish off with this. Harelai Legalech Chatzi Nazir. Let's say a guy says, I'm a Nazir, and I am going to provide half the amount required to cut the hair of a Nazir. Vishama Chaveiro, and his friend hears it. Amar Vani Ve'alai L'Galeach Chatzi Nazir. His friend hears it and says, me too, right? And I'm also going to take upon myself the responsibility to pay for the cutting of the of half the hair of a Nazir. Zem maybe Chatzi Karbonos Shel Zeh. Zem maybe Chatzi Karbonos Shel Zeh. So each one provides the half for the other, okay? V'chol Echa Mehem Mashem Karbonosav. And then each one fills in the half they're responsible for on their own. Ima Yupichin, if they're smart. Then love, if they're not smart, then maybe Chatzi Karbonos Beizah Nazir Shiyotze, then maybe Karbonos Beizah Nazir Shiyotze. If not, then each one is chayav to provide half the Karbonos, whichever Nazir they want. Okay, that ends Parakas. We have two more Parakim to go before we finish Hilchos Nazirus.